So in Rishon on Tes, Sif Aleph, in the middle of Sif Aleph, and we were talking about yesterday about the problem that sometimes somebody can go ahead, do atmana on his keli with a object that is not dedicated for that, something that he cares about, he really uses it for another purpose. Therefore, it is by definition muktzah. And in order, the only way that you can go ahead and uncover the pot is if part of the cover is uncovered. You can grab it by that uncovered part, and you do tiltum on that side. It naturally falls away. Then the Mechaber said that if I went ahead and I said, this product that I'm going to use for my tiltum, for my, this product that I'm going to use for my hatmana, I'm dedicating to use for hatmana, that is, then it's not mux anymore, because now this becomes my hatmana material. That's what we learned so far. And we're up to Avol, by, it's the third line of the Mechaber. Avol, im tama begize tzemer, somebody went ahead and he used gize tzemer, shearings of wool, to do hatmana. Afilu lo yichdan lekach, even if he didn't say, I am this is going to be my hatmana material, look, mutal l'talton, that does not become Muksa, okay? Why? And we'll, let's just see the Mishavur on this. I will imtaman after stam gizet semen muta muksa hilat vila riga. Generally, when I have a, if I go Shabbos morning, I wake up in the morning, and I have in my house a bag full of gizet semer wool that I took off my animals. It's muksa because what's it there for? It's there to spin it into threads. It's not there for really any other person. So generally, it's muksa. It's not as chashiv, as valuable to me as the items that were mentioned in the beginning of this sif. The kevin shetamaben. Once I took this wool and I used it for hatmana, since they're not so chashiv, once I use it for hatmana, it's as if when I took something that is chashiv and I said, oh, I'm now gonna, even though this was something that normally people put away and they won't use it for this, I'm using this as my hatmana material. That would make it not mukta when it comes to gizei tzemer, which is not so valuable just by the fact of using it. That essentially becomes a being meyachet for this. Now, Mechaber continues. Ahani milastam gizei shein oim lemuschayer. That is, I have in my house personally, I have a bundle of wool. Avol im nisanim laoitzel aschayer. What happens if I'm running a business and I took this wool, I prepared it in my storehouse to sell? That srichanichud, now that becomes my product that I usually sell. I never use it for atmana. If I want to be able to use it for atmana and it wouldn't be and it shouldn't be mukta, okay, then I need to be miyachadit. Okay, now, okay, now l'schayra, let's see the Mishavur just on this. Shem I'm the metzle l'schayra. This is something that you use to sell, this is your business. Mistama asav achziran. Even after you use it now for atmana, you're gonna go put it back into your storehouse. You are not mevatel to say this is my hatmana wool. Therefore, it's muktzim loy sheyichdan hatmana me'erev Shabbos, unless you said erev Shabbos that this is going to be used for hatmana and you miyachet it for this use, and therefore it shouldn't be muktzah. Okay. Now, there's some basic rules of muktzah. So now we're going to go back to what do we do if we use this product that is really mukta, and I went ahead and I used it for hatmana, how do I move it? The im tamam hem b'lo yichud. Okay, so if I went ahead and I did do hatmana without saying that this is not mukta and I'm using this for hatmana, so now the wool or whatever the product is that I've wrapped around my pot is mukta. I'm not going to move it. Okay, menayer hakisi v'hem hakisui v'hem noifles. So shake the cover of the pot. Again, we said that there's a portion of the cover that's not covered up, sticking out. So I'm able to get to it without having to touch the wool at all. And I lift it up, I shake it, and the wool or whatever other product that I'm using falls off. Dahenu. I remove the cover of the pot, which that has a rule of a keli, so it's not muktzah. And even though we have the wool or whatever else I was using is on top of it, it's not bothering me, even though when I move it, that comes along with it, or it f- falls off, Linasis basis lahen, because it's not becoming a basis to the wool. We're going to explain that in a moment. What does that mean that it becomes a basis? But so far, I can go ahead and I'm allowed to shake it off because that is tiltul minatzad. However, the Mechaber was concerned about something else. It's something called basis. Okay, what is basis? Something is attached to it. It becomes something that serves something else. So, classic example of basis. We're going to go more into the halachas of basis later on, but the classic example of basis is I have my tray and I put a candle on it. The tray becomes a basis to the candle. So just like the candle is muktzah, the tray becomes muktzah, right? So my tray that I could put my candles on before I put my candles on and lit the candles on it, the tray itself is not muktzah. I can use the tray to serve food on it. But since I put the candles on it, so now the tray is serving the candles. The candles are muktzah. The tray becomes muktzah. We'll discuss. We have the same problem at table. If I have muktzah on the table, am I allowed to move the table afterwards, or am I not allowed to move the table? Did the table become basis to the davar that's muktzah? I have a drawer that has muktzah in it and non-muktzah in it. Did the drawer become basis to the muktzah? Did the drawer become basis to the things that are mutter, and therefore I could open the drawer? If the drawer became basis to the things that are muktzah, I can't open the drawer. These are the questions that we call basis. Now, what the Mechaber is addressing over here, I have the cover of the pot on top of my pot. I have this item that I used throughout the month that we just determined is muktzah. So although I'm doing tiltum and atzad, but why didn't the cover become muktzah? Just like the tray under the candles becomes muktzah because it's basis to the candles, why isn't the cover of the pot basis to the davar that's muktzah on it? So the Mechaber tells us the loinasis basis land, this does not become basis to it. What does that mean? Let's see the Mishavura. Shenaitel kisoy kagain. Obviously, we have to talk about in a case that part of the cover is uncovered. Magula klal. However, side point, what happens if I did such a good wrapping with my atmana that there is no portion of the cover sticking out? How do I get to the cover? I'm only able to get there if I move the muktzah aside. He says, "Yachol, you're able to go ahead and use a knitting pin in order to shove aside, right? That's also considered taltum and tiltum and atzad, because that's not a normal way of doing it. But the kamvasimishin, we'll see more later on. Okay, now, so that's he's saying a side point that if I don't have any part of the cover, I can create a cover by using something else, using a knitting pin in an unusual way and starting to move it aside. That's also tiltum atzad. Now, he said, but what about the problem? Why didn't the cover become muktzah? Because it's serving, it's holding the hatmana product that's on top of it. Says the Mishavur, the loinasis basis, the ein hakisui tashma shalat tzemer. The kisui, the cover is not serving the wool. Right? The wool is serving the cover to keep the food warm. So when I have a tray under my candles, who's serving who? The candles are not serving the tray. The tray is serving the candles. So therefore, the tray becomes muktzah because it's serving the davar that's muktzah. When I have the hatmana product on top of my pot, that hatmana product is serving the pot. Not the pot is serving the tray, right? So that is one shot. One second, I just wanted, there was one more. Right, so he brings down another pshat here from the Sharetzi and brings down. So there's one reason why didn't the pot become muktzah? Why didn't the cover of the pot become basis to the davar that's muktzah? Because the muktzah item is actually serving the cover, and not the other way around, that the cover is serving the pot. The other pshat the Sharetzi brings down, that's what I was trying to remember, is that the pot, the since it's not intended to be left there the entire Shabbos, it doesn't become basa. The whole intention is that you're gonna drop it off when you uncover the pot. to eat your soup on Friday night. And therefore, it's not something that becomes, the pot does not become huktzah to the hatmana that's above it. Okay? Fine. So that's what we're going to do if we have a pot that's covered, and that's how we're going to move it. And those are the logic, the reasons why it doesn't become muktzah, why it doesn't become basas, because the cover is not serving the hatmana, but versus the hatmana serving the cover. So let's start Sif Beis. People go ahead and they place stones or bricks around their pot. Okay. Now, stones and bricks generally are muktzah. Okay. Now, you want to be able to move it so you can get to your pot. Sorry. This was also done in order to keep the pot warm. Sorry. You have to be miyachid. You have to say, these stones are the stones that I use to surround my pot with. These bricks. If I have a brick, right? So let's go with a different case. I have a table in my bungalow that's sitting outside on my porch that's shaky. So I go to the lawn, I take a rock, and I stick it under the table. I can't do that on Shabbos. The rock is muktzah. However, before Shabbos, I can take the rock from my lawn, put it on my porch, and say, I'm using this rock. I have a table that I know I'm going to open up tomorrow that's a little shaky. And when I open up that table tomorrow, I'm going to use this rock to straighten out the table. You're allowed to use that. You're miyachid the rock to straighten out your table to use it on Shabbos. So a stam rock is muktzah. Same thing over here. A stam brick, when I'm done with it, I just throw it back into my brick pile. I don't keep it over here in my as my brick that I use by my pot. So a brick is muktzah. So if I'm going to want to be able to move the brick on Shabbos, then brick is muktzah. I can't do it. So therefore, it says mechaber, you have to go ahead and be miyachet these bricks, just like the example of the stone. I'm miyachet the stone before Shabbos. Same to over here. You miyachet the bricks, and therefore you'll be allowed to move them on Shabbos. Hilkas, because if you don't go ahead and you say, this is miyachet for my bricks that I'm using on my pots, you would not be allowed to move them on Shabbos. Says the Mishabur, from before Shabbos. I am going to use, these are the bricks that I'm going to use to surround my pot. Because if you don't do it, so it'll be also for me to move those bricks to get to my pot the next day. Let's say I have a piece of wood that's in my fire pile, right? So you have a fireplace in your house, and you go ahead and you have a piece of wood to put into the fire to use for your firewood that you're going to use to light your fireplace. I shouldn't be careful. Erev Shabbos, I take one of these logs and I put it because I want to close up my oven. My oven is open. I want to keep the heat in. So I take one of these logs, I put it in front of my oven, right? Now, what happens? Shabbos, I want to open up the oven. This log is firewood. Firewood is muktzah. I didn't turn this into a door of my oven. It's regular fire. What am I going to do when I remove it? I'm going to throw it back into my pile of firewood. Therefore, that piece of wood is muktzah. I now can't get into my oven. The lav hachi, okay? Yeah, aslam achal taltam shabbos which is muktzah. Unless I go ahead and I say I'm being meyached this piece of wood as the door of my oven. The achash and establishment, generally these bricks after I use them, I just throw it back into the brick pile. She'ena leim shem kli ve'ena chashuv. They're not a keli. They're nothing. It's just a brick. Okay, and muktzah, therefore they are muktzah. The other maktzah died to me because I forget about them for Shabbos. He says, obviously, if I have these four or five bricks that I keep on my stovetop all the time, if I don't do that, let's say I take five bricks from outside, put them on my stove, and those are the ones that I use all the time. Obviously, that is being meyached, even if I don't be meyached them verbally with my mouth, those would be the bricks I use, and therefore they wouldn't be muktzah, the same case. If I have a rock, that this is the rock that I'm using for the last 10 years to keep my table straight, right? So that's the rock that I use it for. But if not, you have to be miyachad. Okay, we will stop over here, and in Amir Hashem, we shall continue next week.